This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I haven't actually looked at the poll results. I'm guessing it's overwhelmingly in Jaden's going to win the MVP sophomore slump, right? Gotta be.
Oh, I would guess.
I haven't 85%? Looked at it.
Oh, it's actually closer than I thought.
74%, I'm going to say, more MVP than sophomore slump.
58%.
Really?
Wow. 42%
maybe some are
so
just scared.
Far. You can vote scarred. At Junks Radio.
People are living through, they're having RG3
yeah, why
nightmares.
Why are you being scared? People, stop being scared. There's a superstar walking yeah. amongst us.
Yeah.
Winning Jaden Daniels.
Winning MVP is hard.
It is
you
hard.
You have to do one or the other.
Hell yeah.
What would you have voted for, Valdez?
Sophomore slump. I think that, and that's not a knock against Jaden, mm-hmm. but winning the MVP is hard to do because there's a lot of stuff that's out of your control.
Well, it doesn't mean if he doesn't win the MVP that he had a sophomore slump. He's just making us choose one of the two.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
if you have to choose one or the other.
He could come in third in the MVP, and you lose if you pick the other
side. I mean, the odds of winning the MVP are huge.
I'm not betting he's going to win the MVP.
I think it's much more likely a sophomore slump happens than an MVP.
Maybe, because it's so difficult to win MVP.
Yes.
Maybe.
And it also depends on how you define it. Like, we want to call C.J. Stroud here a sophomore slump. Weren't they in the playoffs? Didn't they win the division? Like, yes. His numbers weren't his as numbers, good, but wasn't terrible. You know what I mean?
Bad division.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, we should mention that John Brink has passed. We had John in studio, I think. Terrible. Remember, John was host of Sports Science.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jason, BetterHelp, said he'd been battling depression. Mm. He lost his fight with depression on May 31st, so just a couple days ago. I know him from Sports Science. We had him in here. I remember they did one on John Wall. They talked about why John was so explosive. Remember Sports Science was that great program where they'd show, like, how quick your acceleration is mm-hmm. and they'd compare it to something, like a bullet or something.
They were doing analytics kind of before analytics became...
Yeah. Yeah, really
ubiquitous to use your word.
Yeah, really interesting guy, and I think you know those of us that are sports fans are familiar with his work. So sad, and former Junkies guest in studio. Sad to see that John passed. So if you know anybody struggling with mental illness, mental health issues, not even illness. I think when you say mental illness, that has a bad connotation. But mental health problems, we all have them. I think at times.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, yeah, those are Jason's BetterHelp people.
I know. We've been talking about BetterHelp for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, let's go to Tim in Bethesda. Tim, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Junkies, how are you?
Hey, good.
Isn't this great that we're talking about how great Jaden's going to be instead of the Ron and Dan nightmare of the past? Very exciting, guys. Very exciting. Yep. I think... Jaden's going to probably come in third for the MVP. I think there's too much tape on him. I think there's defense is scheming just for him. So while I'm expecting a playoff run, I don't think he's going to be MVP, but I still think he's going to be top three. How about that, Junks?
Well, take it. I mean, you're doing what we're all doing is you're making distinctions. But JP wants you to be forced to pick one or the other. But
got to pick a side.
But I agree with you.
I would say we're going to make the playoffs, but Jaden Daniels will not be the MVP. I don't think it'll be a sophomore slump, though. I think we're going to have a good year. I just think everybody else is getting.
Here's
better
a question
too,
for you:
right?
What can he do better? What can he do better in year two in your eyes?
Well, a lot of that predicates around the game plan and us being able to run the ball. I thought he had. I mean, I was so blown away by his stuff last year. I'm not sure. I'm not. You know. Okay. So maybe a little bit of that dancing around back there, but I think his natural progression will be to improve, and we're going to have another year of outstanding Jaden Daniels.
Somehow you cut your interceptions. Not like he had a lot.
Oh,
you can always get better.
Well, I think that was one of his strengths. Yeah. I don't think he'll be able to do better at protecting the ball. I don't think he could be better.
You might have said,
yeah, he's really.
You might have said, what can Josh Allen do better? You know, with the amount
these guys all have
years
things
that he's
they
having great years.
I would say just be a little bit more productive in the passing game. That's all. It's not that he wasn't productive, but if you look at it maybe realistically, in terms of elite quarterbacks, 3,600 yards is not.
I don't know the
elite
stats.
Passing.
I could dig them up, but I would say more productive in the red zone in the passing game.
That might be true. And hopefully with some of these bigger guys that we're bringing in,
that can help. Yeah.
But when you I can't ding him for not being that productive in the passing game yardage-wise when he rushes for almost 900 yards.
Right. It's true.
He's doing it in a different way than a lot of people are used to, which is becoming the norm now. Like, he should not be dinged for having under 4,000 passing yards. He's rushing for a total that only, like, one or two other quarterbacks are approaching.
It's not a ding. It's just that the elite quarterbacks, they don't rush for as much as him, unless you're Lamar. But they do just pass for more yardage. And I just think productivity.
They also rush for a lot less yardage.
I understand. Cakes. I have him in the Hall of Fame already.
I understand.
He's going
just
to the Hall of Fame.
Just defending my guy.
No, I'm just saying, if you had to find something that he could be better at, I think he could be... I think he could throw more touchdowns.
By the way, he's both your guys.
He's both of our guys. Yeah.
Now remember, he didn't have a ton of weapons to throw to.
Exactly. Yeah, right, I think so he did. That's gonna be
now you add Debo.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much Jalen Lane's going to play, but Noah Brown will be there full season.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels made.
He's got some more guys to throw to.
He made De'Ami Brown into a serviceable wideout that scored a $10 million contract from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
He's, in my opinion, he's already a miracle worker by doing that.
De'Ami had that monster game against Tampa, right?
I can't remember.
I think it was Tampa in the playoffs where De'Ami Brown had some big plays.
I think it was a Tampa game.
Hey, switching gears, Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, wrote an article about Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
And whether the Patriots can just whack him. Now, he says that it's complicated.
What, because of the off-the-field stuff? Because of chasing Cardi B around and all that?
I guess.
Just because of the bag that was on the yacht.
What did they call it? The pink...
But he's probably been doing that
for cocaine.
There was just a photo of it.
So, hold on. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So, he was on a yacht with a bunch of people, and there was...
Yes. He was on a yacht. There was three girls that were flirting with him, and he had a bag, most people said was probably pink cocaine, which we didn't even really know what it was about. It had some
we don't
other
know what
names.
Isn't that like a synthetic cocaine?
I think so.
I think
we don't know
is.
Exactly what's in it, but
right.
Because he's coming back from an ACL injury, which he suffered in the 2024 season, Florio says it would be complicated. He obtained and reviewed the contract. Apparently, until he passes a full physical, including the injured knee, he's entitled to nothing. Florio writes, and the wrinkle gives rise to another question that recently became very relevant. If the Patriots decide to cut Diggs, do they owe him anything?
So what they could do is they could just fail him on the physical, and then they'll be out of the contract. That's the idea?
He says it's murky, though. Diggs supposed to get $12 million with $4 million paid within 2 weeks of execution, $4 million due on October 31st, $4 million due on March 31st, 2026.
I mean, if they wind up cutting him, that's a huge blow to the Patriots because they signed him to be like a security blanket for Drake May in year two.
They need him.
I don't think they're cutting him.
I would wait and see.
I don't think they will either.
He needs his help.
He needs May needs more guys.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Scott Zolak, former Pats QB and host on 98.5 in Boston, said it's on the table as far as releasing him. And it's not just the boat. There are some other things I've heard that raise the questions. Are you all in here?
Yeah, well, he didn't show up to OTAs. Vrabel, from all the clips I've seen, he does look like a no-nonsense guy.
Yeah, you think you're going to run that? He's probably like, this is not going to stand, not on my watch. And look, he's taking over a place where Mayo underperformed, was thrown overboard after 1 year.
Well, wasn't Mayo supposedly playing cards with the guys after
a loss
on the back of a plane?
I don't know about that, but I mean, clearly Kraft, there was something he didn't like about him. He fired him after one season.
Yeah.
He probably had multiple years left on his deal. He's probably paying him. But I'd still be stunned if they just outright cut him.
The only thing is, when I see Stephon Diggs, didn't they do a poll and they ask a bunch of the guys,
yes,
who would you least like
want to date your sister?
When he was playing with the Vikings.
Yeah, to date, and it was Stephon.
Like correct. 80% of the guys said Diggs.
Stay away from Diggs.
Well, there you go. That's why you see it.
Yeah.
So Florio broke down the clauses.
75 balls and 9 touchdowns, I don't see them cutting it.
Florio broke down the clauses in the contract. He said there's a provision at the tail end of the contract in which Diggs promises he, quote, will not participate and is not engaged and will not engage in any conduct or activity that is illegal, unlawful, or immoral. The boat video does show Diggs distributing a pink powder, and Florio says that could give the Patriots an opening for seizing on that language if the powder was an illegal street drug. Well, how would they prove that?
Yeah. It's going to be tough to prove that.
They couldn't.
Yeah, if I'm Diggs' representative, I would argue vociferously, you have all you have is video proof.
Yeah, you have no idea.
You don't test what that was.
It could be Kool-Aid in the bag.
You could say it was candy, yeah. I mean, you could say it was anything.
But they say it was likely pink. What's the street name or whatever?
I forgot
what was it called. 2C or?
Yeah, maybe it was.
What was that, Travis?
That's right.
2C. I was in a wormhole learning all about 2C.
All right, and what is 2C?
It's
is it synthetic cocaine?
It's like a mixture of Molly.
It's a recreational drug.
Meth.
Psychoactive substances most commonly found in a pink dyed powder known as pink cocaine. Says it's a mix of ketamine and MDMA, coke, meth, oxycodone, caffeine, other designer drugs.
That's a freaking disaster.
It's got everything in it.
That's Cakes' boy, everybody.
Who?
Why?
Diggs?
Because
he's my guy.
He loves him. He's a turp.
I know you got to know when to cut losses. You got to. This is time where you examine where he's headed, and you're like, he's no longer my guy.
All right, I saw this video.
Pull the plug on him.
I saw this video. I didn't realize that was Stephon Diggs, to be honest with you.
Trust me, I'm more offended that he's dating Cardi B than he's running around with the bags of Tusi, personally.
Where's the bag of my Tusi? Right. Where is it? At the end of the video? I'm watching a 19-second video. Is it longer than 19 seconds?
He takes it out at some point.
Yeah.
Do you see?
And I believe he's overheard saying, don't take it all at once. Something along those lines.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing.
He said, take this and then come see me later.
Right.
That's right.
I think it's supposed to make you horny.
Really?
Yeah.
So is he into like freak-offs?
Something tells me Stephon Diggs doesn't need the Tusi to get horny.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's plenty horned up on his own. Maybe he's just giving it to the ladies to get them in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should reconsider him as my guy, Drab. I don't know. I'm wavering.
But he's probably always been like this, or has been for the last few years.
I mean,
I guarantee he didn't just, wake up going, all right, let me try Tusi today.
It's bad judgment by him.
Well,
like everybody's got a phone. The video is going to come out.
Who's taking
what
the
are
video?
You doing?
He knows he's on video, right?
He has
but
to
when
know.
You're under the influence, you're not thinking about that.
It's true. It's a good point.
It's the last thing he's thinking about. He's thinking about getting a threesome or a foursome.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can say that.
I think you can.
How can you not see?
I don't know.
I think it's allowed.
I don't know what he's dumping back there.
So I did see that video. I just didn't know who that. Honestly,
you didn't know that was Diggs?
Did not know it was Diggs. I saw the video, but I don't know exactly what his face looks like. Exactly.
You don't know what Stephon Diggs' face looks like.
Did you just skip the headline of the stories?
I don't know. I just saw the video somewhere.
You know what Diggs looks like.
I'm looking at it. Now that you say it, I go, okay, that's Stephon Diggs. When I saw it, I just thought, I don't know. Who is that guy?
Okay, so you got DJ Moore, you got Ty Felton, you got Rakim Jarrett.
Like all those guys.
Yeah. Go in on those. Cut Diggs loose. He's a knucklehead.
He loves DJ Moore.
And he's
Moore.
Old.
He loves DJ Moore.
He is kind of, he's getting, he's approaching washed territory. He's kind of close. Like he sees the off ramp up in front of him.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll reconsider.
Now, let's go a step further. If they release him, would you want Washington to go after him?
He doesn't strike me as a Dan Quinn type of guy.
I know he's going to say no to that.
I just don't think he's a Dan Quinn guy.
You know, but he's definitely a baller. A baller.
Yeah, but he's not.
You don't think we have enough veterans that they can keep him in check?
He's not Buffalo Bills level Stephon Diggs baller anymore. Like age and the injuries have started to take their toll.
Let's say he's their third option. You don't think he's the best third option in football?
I mean, it would be a pretty good three-headed monster if you had Diggs, Debo, and Terry. But I just don't think Dan Quinn and company are going to want to deal with him.
Coming
out of this PR,
and
I don't think they want to.
How much of a great teammate has he been in the league?
I don't know. Maybe his wide receivers are all divas, except for Terry. Terry's
I know,
like the greatest.
How many times do we see him yelling at Josh Allen?
Yeah, it's true.
Just yelling at guys.
You know, as much as it pains me, I'm going to say no to Diggs.
You're going to say no to Diggs.
Say no to Diggs.
I would probably say no to Diggs, too.
Yeah.
But it is intriguing.
It's a little intriguing because I do
That's
have a soft
spot.
That's
another toy.
There's a soft spot right in here.
All right, hold on.
You're intrigued for every toy that's out there.
All right, let's go to... They're saying Jerod Mayo was the one taking the video? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
All right, so somebody just tweeted me.
That would be bizarre.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Junks? Love the show, as always. And I just want to say what makes me a little bit not really upset, but that being said, Bish, you keep on saying, like, he's under the influence. Just because you pull out a bag of drugs doesn't mean you're under the influence. You know what
I
mean?
I'm assuming he was under the influence of something.
He's got a point.
He pulled out a bag of an unknown substance. We don't know that it was drugs.
That's true.
Yeah, correct. I got that. And, you know, like, we talk about the sophomore slump. I say he's going to be more of an MVP because of the fact, like you said, you can't control everything. Stephon Diggs, you know, C.J. Stroud didn't have Stephon Diggs or Tank Dell. So, like, his numbers were skewed because of that. He didn't have his top receiver. So there's stuff you can't control that could affect Jaden. But that being said, he's going to be closer to more to the MVP factor than a bum.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be a bum.
No. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
If he stays healthy, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
And of course, you can't predict injuries. I get it. I mean, what if McLaurin goes down in week 2? All right, well, his numbers are probably going to go down.
Well, then we're calling Diggs.
Or Debo.
Calling Diggs and waking up Cardi B. Yeah. And we're saying, send his ass over here. We need him. Stat.
Coming up next, we'll get into the Nationals, who won 4 out of 6 on their most recent road trip. Chelsea Janes, Washington Post, joins us here on The Fan.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to talk some Nationals baseball here with Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post shortly. Mm-hmm. Nationals have closed to 3 games within 500 as they took 4 out of 6 on the road. James Wood having a fantastic year.
I feel, you know, so
some of their
good
pitchers, their
so good
pitchers,
about it, are over 70 and a half.
Love it.
Wish I would have put more money on it.
Some of their pitchers, like Irvin and Parker, are having good years too.
Yeah. Parker was struggling until his last start. He was struggling over his last 4 or 5 starts. He started off hot, and then his ERA kind of ballooned, but he was pretty good yesterday, yeah. But Jake Irvin, definitely.
Join us right now on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Chelsea Janes, national MLB writer for the Washington Post. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Chelsea, baseball is crazy, but when I saw the Nats score 38 runs over a 4-game stretch, I actually couldn't believe it.
I know, and that's not a nothing pitching staff in Arizona either. It's just, it's one of those things, like the ebbs and flows are going to be there. I will say, I mean, I think they're better offensively this year, like significantly. So it's not crazy, but yeah, uh-huh. It's that those numbers in itself were crazy.
Yeah, I mean, 11-9-9-9. I mean, you just don't see that. I mean, all right, if the Dodgers did that, or you know, if the Cubs or Detroit, all right, I could see it, but not the Nats. I definitely didn't expect that, and especially to score 10 in an inning.
Yeah, that was wild. They got some help there. But, I mean, you know, Abrams and Wood are the real deal, and Nate Lowe really helps. I think he's, you know, their lineup isn't bad. Like, they're better in that facet this year than they were last year, for sure.
So do you – all right, just talk about James Wood specifically. We all knew that he had the accolades, and he had this reputation of being the young stud. The fact that he's putting up the numbers that he is, and we kind of talked about it earlier, if you compare his first – 140 games or so to Bryce Harper's. In a lot of the categories, James Wood is better than Bryce Harper. In a lot of them. Now, mm-hmm. It's not much better, but he's better. And Soto as well. Now, Soto came up a lot younger. But just talk about James Wood and how he's progressing as a hitter.
You know, I think he has been everything everyone told us he was, which is almost impossible to do. You know, it's like really hard to do what he's doing. The fact, the names that you're talking about, I think, signal that. You know, I think we're still kind of getting a feel for who he is personality-wise, you know, what's going to happen when he struggles. But his pure talent is unbelievable. I mean, the way he hits the ball the opposite way, he's only going to get better at turning on stuff inside, only going to get better at figuring out, you know, what to do with two strike pitches he doesn't like. You know, he's just really good, and he's so calm. You know, he's so not caught up in anything that's going on around him, almost to the point that people who don't know him think he doesn't care, you know, because he's so chill out there. But he does, and he gets it. And I think he seems to have the absolute right mentality and just, you know, better than anyone could have hoped.
Chelsea, how do we keep Nats fans from going down the enjoy James Wood while he's here, because he's a Boris client, so he's not going to be here long term? How do we keep them away from that sort of negativity? I know it's so early in his career, but that sentiment, you can already kind of sense it.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot can change between now and then. You know, I still am not convinced the Learners will own this team when that becomes an issue. You know, I don't expect him certainly to sign an extension or anything. That's just not the Boris way. But yeah, I still think a lot can change with ownership. A lot can change around him on this team. So that's sort of my answer to that. But I do think if you're in status quo at ownership and, you know, they're not spending any more than they did this year, then yeah, he's going to go. But I don't think that's a guarantee at all. You know, hometown kid, I think that matters. So I would just say a lot can change between now and then. And he does not seem to be someone who is ever going to be caught up in, you know, the number he can get. I think he's a different guy.
So Chelsea, last week we spent some time on this show talking about the big Ken Rosenthal article critiquing where the Nationals were, where they've been since they won a World Series. I'm wondering, when you talk to people around the league, do they feel the Nationals are closer to becoming a contender, or they're just stuck being one of these losing franchises?
I think a little of both. I think outside of people who think about the Nats all the time, people are generally very optimistic about the young guys they've gotten. You know, I think what you cannot ask for more than James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, you know, that whole return. It was incredible. I mean, CJ Abrams is going to be an all-star. Robert Hassel, I think, has a chance to be much better than people thought. So, you know, around the game, people look at that and they say, well, they got the talent. Like, the talent's there. They're, you know, they're ready to make a run. And then comes the next question, which is, but will they spend? Because I think what you've seen in Baltimore, too, is, like, you just have to put people around young guys to win. You know, Bryce, Juan Soto, they came up into ready-made rosters. They didn't have to carry this team. And so they could elevate it without, you know, collapsing under pressure. And I think the last thing the Nats want to do is not help James Wood and not help Dylan Cruz when he gets back. And you got to put people around them to, you know, make this window count. And we just don't know. And no one in the game knows what ownership's going to do with anything. Right now, you know, there's no reason to believe they're going to splurge this offseason. But, you know, if they did, then, you know, they're close.
It seemed like Cruz was maybe turning a corner, right? Certainly doing some things well. I don't know. Did you before the injury? Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't worry about him at all. I understand why people do, but yeah. You know, he's not James Wood. He's not Bryce. He's a different kind of player. You know, the name that everyone gives me is like Brandon Nimmo, and if that's Dylan Cruz's ceiling, then number one, I think that kind of, first of all, that's a really good player. That's a good return for a second overall pick. It's not great, but it's good. And it might kind of help people be more patient, right? Like, he's not going to be like a 40 homer guy. He's going to be a really solid player who plays with his hair on fire. So, you know, he's also just got the right mindset. I think he'll be that guy sooner than later. He's going to be the heart and soul, you know, emotionally of this group. So I just don't worry about him at all. It might take a little bit. He's under a ton of pressure. I know he knows what everyone else around him in the draft class is doing at all times, but I think he'll be fine.
So do you think when Cruz comes off the IL, they'll send Hassel back down, or do you think they'll send Lyle back down?
I think Lyle. I think Hassel is playing really well. I haven't talked to anyone about this.
Right.
I personally have always kind of thought he was the sleeper in that class. He's just kind of, you know, he's kind of a punk, like in a good way, you know, like there's no moment that he's going to be in where he's going to be like, that guy's better than me. And I think he's played that way early on. So, you know, I think his at bat's been really good. I think Lyle's been great, but he's not quite there yet. So, you know, I think Hassel might be playing his way into some regular playing time. And if he is, I think that's a really good thing for them.
So now the Cubs come to town for three. Best record, or maybe tied for best record in baseball. And they've coupled, you talk about, you know, coupling the young players with some veterans. I mean, Crow Armstrong's a really good player, only in his second year. But they go out and trade for Kyle Tucker. They've got good pitchers, obviously a really good manager who's been there before. So this is kind of a test for the Cubs to come in, and they can pound the ball.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy to say, but I think this is a pivot point for the season. The Nats played their way back into it. I mean, they have a better record, or the same record, I think, as like the Braves, Red Sox, Diamondbacks. I mean, they're there with teams that are supposed to win. So, you know, they're not out of it yet. And a big week here this week could either kind of bury them a little bit, because the Rangers come after the Cubs. The Rangers can really pitch. Or it could show them something. You know, I don't mean to be kind of too optimistic, but they've played really well against good teams. It's the clunkers that they've struggled with. There was that road trip where they just couldn't put it together against like Miami and Pittsburgh and Colorado. And if they had had a good trip then, I mean, they might be over 500 now. So I think it's a big test. I think it'll tell us a lot about them. And if they come out of this sort of intact I think they'll make the next month at least pretty interesting.
Charles, real quick before we let you go, I can't believe that there's a Major League Baseball team that is 9-50 I understand that certain owners won't spend. Okay, but we've seen that for years, and we've never seen 9-50.
Yes,
and I know they got rid of Bud Black. I can't imagine it was any of his fault, because they don't have any talent. So I got to put that on the GM and the scouting departments, whatever, and ownership, because they're not spending money either. But 9-50, it's the worst record through 59 games of any team in the modern era for the last, 125 years. I mean, it's crazy that we're seeing that.
It's wild. And the thing is, like, they do spend. You know, they're not like, I mean, they don't spend enough, but they're not like one of the crazy Pittsburghs or anything.
Right.
They're just, from what I understand, deeply backwards, deeply stubborn. The Stone Ages when it comes to data. And I think also in the Stone Ages when it comes to like player acquisition, from what I understand. So they're just not evaluating well. And I think this is what happens when you kind of ignore the revolution and think you can do it your way. And it's clear that does not work.
I can't believe there's even 10 fans in course.
I mean, the Rockies, they're spending more than the Nats.
They are.
The Nats have way better results.
Right.
Well, I know Mike Rizzo's a lot better at his job than Bill Schmidt or whatever the guy's name is out there. All right, Chelsea.
Yeah, it's a grass is greener thing for sure.
All right, well, enjoy your week. Enjoy the Cubs, Nats. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chelsea. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I think the Rockies being terrible is one of Jason's top five stories in the world of sports. He loves talking about the Rockies.
Well, I can't believe that they literally can't. They've had 4 8-game losing streaks.
Are they on a historic pace?
Yeah, they've already set records.
And it's a jarring number.
What's the number for fewest?
Fewest?
50-some like wins?
No, way less than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 34, 30.
Oh, my God.
Now, this was before the 162-game schedule, so this was the 154-game schedule, but I think 34 was the record for fewest wins.
Okay.
But they're on pace to blow that away with 8 more games.
Mm.
So I just can't believe a major league team they can't find a way to win a couple here and there, 2-3 out of 4. They got no shot.
They stink.
They do stink.
Relegate them. Coming up next, NBA Finals are set. OKC and Indiana are in your NBA Finals. Are you excited for the matchup, which kicks off on Thursday night?
Hey, quick. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Shout out to one of our loyal listeners and his daughter, Lowell from Fairfax. His daughter, Kelsey's happy birthday. Mm. Apparently they grew up, well, she grew up listening to the Junkies with Lowell. So happy birthday to Kelsey.
Very good.
They always listen together.
Happy birthday, Kelsey. Very nice. Hope it's a good one.
I said Lowell.
Lowell's birthday.
Lowell's birthday. And then I misinterpreted your
happy birthday, thing. Lowell.
It's not Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey wishes Lowell a happy birthday.
Oh, you got it backwards. You glancied it. You're legendary for your glancy.
You should learn from the cameo producers. I don't know if business is still booming over there.
Yeah. By the way, how is the business going?
We just did a birthday one.
Okay.
For Brendan.
All right.
Maybe you have some
Father's Day.
I was just getting ready to say Father's Day is coming up, and what better way to wish your dad a happy Father's Day?
2 weeks away?
Father's Day is
U.S. Open, so that's two weeks away.
Then getting a Junkies producer cameo.
You know what? Father's Day, and then a few months later, like fantasy football draft orders. I mean, it's a booming time for you guys.
What is the going rate for a Father's Day cameo from the boys?
I believe it's 30.
30? You guys are cheap.
Maybe 20.
You're too cheap.
And they give you your money.
You got to bump it up.
We do literally do a segment for you.
I think you're undercutting yourself. You need to bump it. What is it, honestly? $30? I think you should be. I know that you think there's not a huge demand, so you need to keep it cheap. But I think you could at least get another 10 or 20.
$35. That's what it is.
You should at least be 40.
We're price fair. It's a good price.
You get a lot of bang for your buck.
You're in the wheelhouse where you need to be.
I just think you could get more.
They do a long cameo because I think it was on Friday, maybe when you were doing that video. I went to the side studio to cut a commercial or two, but I had left my backpack in here, and I accidentally bumped in. They were doing it, and I just waited outside and waited and waited, and they finally finished it. I mean, I would say 3 or 4 minute video.
Yep.
Dude,
it's like 5 minutes. It's a good 5 minutes.
They deliver.
Do you think you'll get, honestly, if we pump it, you think you'll get 20 cameos between now and Father's Day? Or is that a little aggressive?
That would be great.
Is that a little aggressive?
No, it's possible.
It's possible.
Sure. Definitely possible.
Two weeks of worth of promotion.
Yeah. Looks like it's just under Junkies producers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dude, I cleaned out my
closet. Five stars. We have 5-star ratings.
That's great.
I cleaned out my closet. I mean, I literally have awesome jerseys. I mean, my Barry Sanders Oklahoma State jersey.
Yeah, but what's the last time you wore it?
Right. So I want to sell them.
You want to sell them?
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten that exact jersey.
But I have it in the white.
Signed and in a frame.
That's beautiful. I would like to have mine signed.
That's what you should have done.
I would like to have mine signed and in a frame, but I don't.
But this, these are not cheap jerseys.
You could have asked him when we had him on the show.
My,
like
my
I did.
Earl Campbell Texas jersey. It's a quality jersey.
I know
but
they're quality.
I have but- your. I collect jerseys. I have your 1988 Oak State jersey when you won the Heisman and you pummeled Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl 62-14. I've got it in my closet. Would you be willing, and I'm not going to sell it, I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to be willing to sign
you
the jersey
nervous.
For me?
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, it gave you a maybe.
That was my one question of is, the most awkward moments in a show history.
What is the market for these jerseys?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think jerseys are hot anymore.
But, no, but if, like, they're if you're signed, a fan, but if, yeah, okay, okay, if you're signed, I mean, that's different. But if you're a Barry Sanders fan, you don't say you're a Detroit person.
Yeah.
And you're a Barry Sanders fan, mm-hmm. you don't think you would want his Oklahoma State
you
jersey?
Might. What would you list it for? What would your listing price be?
What do you think? Get? $50?
I would have no
it's
idea.
It's a beautiful jersey.
I think I'd start the...
I think it's got to start at 50.
Because you can put like a minimum that you'll accept it for.
Right.
Fitty.
What about my Warren Moon jersey? The one. Such a sick jersey.
I just don't know if there's that big of a demand.
But Earl Campbell? Texas jersey?
Okay. I mean,
people wear jerseys to every game. That's all you see.
You don't think?
It's not that I don't think.
Hook 'em horns?
I just don't know.
Who's the dunk? Jenks. You don't think I can get Jenks to buy it?
Jenks? You think Jenks is going to buy your Earl Campbell jersey?
He's a huge Texas guy.
He's a
guy.
Big Texas guy. He's a hook 'em horns guy. But
he would love that. Now,
maybe he would.
It's big on him.
Yeah.
And some of them I noticed that I'd probably have to take him to the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
I probably have to take them
stains
to the
stains on them?
A little bit. Yeah, they're game worn.
And some updates.
Put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Like, they've really just been drinking worn.
Right? Just put it on Facebook Marketplace to see what you can get.
I've never done Facebook. Is Facebook Marketplace
Jason
the move?
All the time.
I don't use it ever.
No, his wife does.
I've never
is Facebook
used it
Marketplace
time.
The move? Valdez was just looking up some silly golf. He buys golf stuff on eBay. Is Facebook, what's better
and
for selling clothing?
I don't know.
It depends what you have.
Like, I've never
don't
used...
women sell on the real?
I've never heard of that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You mentioned it about your
the
daughters.
The real? I don't know anything about the real.
The real?
Never heard
real.
You used to mention your daughter selling clothes.
They do on Etsy. Maybe there's something else. Maybe there's something
same
else.
Type.
Is there something called the real? I've never heard of that.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I know, like, kids, Kelsey sells clothes.
I should be selling. My daughter... Meg, she sells everything. She's like, yeah, I don't need that cabinet anymore. Boom, she sells it. Yeah, I don't need that lamp mm-hmm. anymore. Boom, she sells it. I don't need that blouse anymore.
Smart.
Boom, sells. She sells everything. She's just constantly selling.
You hoard everything. She sells everything.
I hoard everything.
Yeah, it's a big
hoarder.
Difference.
So are you guys into the NBA Finals matchup?
Into it
not
is a stretch.
Really. Yeah. Into it.
Into
slightly,
it is a stretch.
Slightly interested.
It will be a big, it's like a Super Bowl, like 4 or 5 game Super Bowl. Like I feel like a lot of the country will be watching, even though they're not big market teams.
I'm interested mostly because we've been sold a bill of goods.
It's a big event.
That the Wizards are adopting the template of the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's what interests me.
Yeah.
That a team that kind of is doing the same thing the Wizards did. Now they made a huge acquisition in SGA. I don't know who that guy's going to be for the Wizards or if a guy like that's going to be available that Will Dawkins can lure here, but that's why I'm intrigued.
What about rooting for the Pacers? Because I don't think they have any number one draft picks overall.
I'll be honest.
They don't.
I mean, Halliburton was the guy who the Wizards could have drafted.
This is coming from a Wizards fan. To me, I know that the Pacers have had much more success, but I feel like they are one of the most boring NBA franchises, maybe in NBA history.
Even when they had Reggie Miller and Rick Smits.
Everything about the
Pacers.
They
were a contender for years.
Fine. But everything about them bores me.
You don't like the city, the state. You don't like the
uniforms.
I get it.
Their history.
They went to the NBA Finals a couple times.
I understand. And look, I don't really have solid footing over here. I'm a Wizards fan. I know that Pacers fans are mocking me right now. But I've always thought of them as like a half brother ABA team that came late to the NBA party.
I think I'll
Am I a weirdo, Drab?
I think I'll be much more interested if they could steal game one, then I feel like they have a good chance. They lost both matchups this year to OKC. You mentioned earlier in the show, OKC, a huge
money line favorite to win. Correct.
But Indiana was supposed to be bounced in the second round. Then they were supposed to be bounced by the Knicks in the third round. They've made it to the finals, so they could keep it interesting. But I do think they got to win that game one to give me some confidence, because I kind of feel like, and maybe I'm being swayed by all the experts, I kind of feel like OKC is going to mow right through them.
Yeah, I mean, we had Antonio Daniels on last week. He said, I predict OKC in five, because this is when both teams are up 3-1.
Can you disrespect an NBA Finals team this much? Can you?
Yeah, I mean, like the Miami Heat a couple years ago, they got in and nobody gave them a chance. Where they get swept in the finals?
Four or five.
Yeah.
By the way, this is...
There are sometimes matchups which are just... You just know it's going to be overwhelming.
I thought it was interesting that Miles Turner said that the super team is dead in the NBA, and this is the future, how Oklahoma City and Indiana are doing it. He says, the new trend now is just kind of what we're doing. Oklahoma does the same thing. Young guys who can get out and run and use the power of friendship.
Friendship's important.
Building a friendship, friends.
Look at that bet.
Now, they traded for Pascal Siakam, who was the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. But, yeah. I mean, Halliburton drafted, and again, none of them the top pick. I mean, who's their highest draft choice that contributes?
Halliburton was 12.
Probably Halliburton.
Siakam was like 29 or 30.
Miles Turner, I think it was.
Obi Toppin was number four overall pick, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was up there.
Yeah, maybe he was up there. No, he was up there. I guess I was just thinking of the starters.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a seven
game. He wasn't drafted by them. You know, he's an acquisition.
Yeah, we were just talking about the guys on the team. But in terms of their draft, yeah, I mean, they just haven't had a ton of guys drafted high.
By the way,
Rick Carlisle is just—he's just money.
People are jocking him. He's just saying money. He's going to go down as one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, he's been successful everywhere, and we haven't had a seven-game NBA Finals in almost 10 years.
It's been that long.
Golden State, when Cleveland beat Golden State, and that was a great series.
Hey, you're not pulling for my guy Thomas Bryant?
That is your
former
guy.
Wizard Center.
That is your guy. You had a long conversation with him in Nats Park. I was standing right there.
I mean, last year, five games. The year before that, five games. The year before that, six. The year before that, six. Six, six, sweep, five. And then seven-game series in 2016.
Valdez, I saw your guy yesterday, actually, at the airport, 2 days ago at the airport, Jonathan Ogden.
He's hard to miss in an airport.
Yeah. Huh?
He's hard to miss anywhere.
You know what's funny is that he's not as huge probably as he was in his playing days, and he walks around a little gingerly when he sits down. He sits down a little gingerly.
I'm sure his knees have zero cartilage.
Yeah, it's taking a toll on him. Nobody knew who he was. He was just chilling.
Hey, I've got a picture with me and Stumper, Brady Anderson, Cal Ripken, and Jonathan Ogden.
Was he pleasant?
Yeah,
he was pleasant.
Nice. Shocker. Don't waste my time.
He looked like he didn't want anybody to go talk to him.
I think that might be my photo with Wes Moore too.
That's your guy.
I had a photo with just a bevy of important people and me and Stumper.
All right, I know when we come back, we're supposed to chime in on this and the Commanders top 10 roster. I want to do that. Also, did you guys talk about this viral story that apparently went out there about the Commanders that allegedly they knew they were going to get whooped in the NFC champ? Did you see that story?
No.
That somebody was trying to think even Florio was putting out there.
Why did they know they were going to get whooped? They just beat them a few weeks before.
It's probably BS.
Yeah.
But one of the guys who wrote about it for Commander's Wire sent it to me over the weekend. Tell me what you guys think.
All right, we'll get into that next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.